That's much better.
There we go.
E aí, beleza?
Here we go. And that was Will. Back on the podcast. Back. He's back after a nice little break after Christmas.
2 months already.
I mean, it's flown by, man. It's crazy. Like, it, really. I mean, yeah, it's mad how that happens, really. So.
But now we are back.
Yeah. We are back. We've just done a... Well, not just done. Last week, we did a podcast with Jules, where Will was in at the end of, and now we are miraculously doing another one. The magic of radio. So here we are, episode 13, podcast@harmonicwhiskeydales.com for any emails, suggestions, etc., etc. If you just want to say hi, or find us on iTunes, Harmonic Whiskey Tales, or go to harmonicwhiskeytales.com and you can listen on there. And we're looking into a few other little podcasting sites, apps, etc., etc., to try and get ourselves out there as well. So we'll let you know
there are lots.
When we're on those. We're just kind of figuring those out at the moment. So
actually, I think we are in all of them.
Are we?
Maybe not in SoundCloud. SoundCloud? Yes, SoundCloud.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. You can probably just put them up there, can't you? I don't know. Yeah, maybe we should. I'm sure we could. We're going to try and get some live YouTube streaming going on as well soon. So we'll see how that goes. It's going to require a bit of experimentation and figuring out how you're supposed to do. So, yes, we'll see how that goes. So today, what I thought we would talk about is, well, Will has come up with some awesome ideas of subjects and cool things we can talk about. So today we're going to do the lottery thing. So what would you do if you won 30 million on the...
30 million is a lot. Is that a lot? Yeah. Or is it...
Well, that's, I mean, average...
No, because, yeah, what is... I was thinking, like, okay, let's put... an average, or what is a lot, what is not enough.
So when they have a big draw, it's like about 30 million. That's when it's rolled over a few times. Your average weekly thing would be maybe 5 or 6
in Australia.
Yeah, something like that. Sometimes they have the Powerball thing and it's up to, like, I think the highest that's been is like 160 million or something. When it keeps, no one keeps winning it, so it keeps rolling over and rolling over and rolling over, and then more people buy tickets and the jackpot just goes crazy. So, but I think a good amount, let's say 20 million, 30 million is a good amount to win. Although even winning,
I think so,
3 million is going to change your life in a way that lets
you
but
just
get a house
not
or
enough.
Something. No, that would go straight away in Sydney. Fucking hell, you'd have a night out in
exactly.
So
in Sydney, this is not enough. You can buy
buy a nice house.
A nice house.
And that's it. And then you'd have to get a job to pay for all the bills and shit. So.
No, No.
No, you could buy a house for maybe $1 million. My friends have just done that.
You buy for 2-3 million, yeah.
Oh, okay, so the house next door here, 3.2 million in Glebe, this is. So the one, both sides have sold in the last 6 months.
How much?
The one on to our left, or right, is that sold for about 4 million, and that's like a five bedroom kind of place. And the one to our other side was about 3 million. And that's that's a one story.
So there's a very good answer.
Basic house, really. Yeah.
3 million is nothing.
Yeah. 3 million will get you a 3-bedroom.
Of course I would be happy.
Nice house and glitter.
I'm not complaining about that.
Yeah, basically. That's what a nice and that's fucking mental, really. Like a 3-bedroom detached. No, it's a semi detached. So it's like a semi detached terrace house is $3 million in Glebe.
That's crazy.
And it's nice. That's like, it's a nice place. The kitchen's too small because I look straight into their kitchen. but it's too small. I'd knock a few walls down if I was going to buy that house and sort that out. But the one on the other side's pretty nice. So it's kind of fancy. So, but yeah, so if you were to win, let's say 30 million, well, that's a good amount. That gives me a bit of playroom to kind of say, right, what the fuck would I do? So,
I think you can play a bit.
I say I'd quit my job, but I don't have a job anymore, so I couldn't quit my job. So so I can't do that.
Exactly.
But I don't know. You'd probably start a little business, you know, get something going like that, maybe, or invest it into your current business, something like that. If you wanted to do that, or would you just fuck off and just go and live in Asia for the rest of your life, because 30 million, you could live for the rest of your life or something like that. But I'd
or not.
Well, yeah,
it depends what you're gonna
well,
do.
Well, yeah, it depends what you're gonna do and how much you could spend it so quick. Like, exactly. You'd probably take half of it and invest it into something, property or whatever. I wouldn't go into stocks where I could lose it all.
Yeah,
you just put it into something where you're gonna get a bit of interest, and you can make quite a lot of interest out of that.
Yeah, so. I would do like some thinking, like more. Thinking not so crazy.
Not being so crazy. So being sensible.
Yeah. So, yeah, put like at least half, not half, less than half, to like save this money, like invest somewhere else, like in a low risk.
Yeah, okay.
Like 1/3. And then another 1/3, maybe invest in a high risk. Yeah, now it's better. Thank you.
Yeah, we had the fan on. Jules was hot when we had her here, so we had to have the fan on.
We had the fan on and it was like...
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you could pick that up in the headphones, but I think you could. So yeah, yeah, so you'd go a low-risk investment.
A low-risk investment, a high risk. Of course, because...
High risk, high reward. There's no reward.
Yeah, of course. You can make like more than double, triple, and you can make much more than 30 million.
Yeah, yeah.
With 30 million, you do much.
It's much easier to. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Money brings money, so yeah, yeah, you can do much more money.
You could buy a property in Sydney. Like, you could have bought that house next door for 4 million, invested 200,000 or 300,000, you know, into it, and sold it next year for 6 million.
Exactly. But I think that is already
overpriced
already. Yeah, I think it's going to go down. At least in Sydney.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the moment it isn't, but it will eventually, for sure.
But, not yeah, now, but soon.
No, it will. They keep saying it's going to happen.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, maybe, no, I would buy something in... I would like... If I would buy a house, I would go, not for me, but as an investment, buy some in a neighborhood, like, okay, now you have the new airport coming soon, yeah, in Hills area.
Maybe done. Something like that.
I'm going to buy something there. I'm gonna buy like 2-3 houses there. Then if I spend like 5 million,
so rent them out,
in
yeah,
2-3 houses there, in yeah, 2-3 years I'm gonna have 15, 20, whatever.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
So it's a very good investment, I think.
Yeah.
Not 20 I think is a lot. But I'm gonna have like a bit more. And yeah, and I don't know. Of course I would spend, I would travel, have some fun for at least a year.
You could travel for a year and not even dent it. If you were sensible with how you traveled and you didn't go fully 5-star.
No. Travel cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to travel get sensible. Crazy.
You just nice, yeah, like not economy, but just cheap, simple.
Yeah.
You know, comfortable.
I can go to a hostel, but a room.
Single room. Yeah, single exactly. That'd do me.
Done.
A nice hostel with a... But you just don't do a dorm room, you just do a single room.
Beautiful or cheap hotel. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I would spend at least 1 week somewhere else in a very nice hotel.
Yeah.
I've never been in a fucking cool hotel.
So go and stay somewhere super fancy.
In a nice suite.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Would be awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Go and do one of the...
I would buy some nice stuff as well. I would buy like things. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. I wouldn't without thinking about that, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna buy not a new mobile, because I don't need a new mobile, but
I'd just start buying cars, man. I'd just be terrible. But I'd buy expensive cars that gain money. So it's kinda like one of those
for example the Mini. The Mini is a car that you never lose money with that, only if you destroy it.
It's one of those things that I've been thinking about this. It's like, I've had to take it to the mechanic because I'd put too much oil in the fucking thing the other day and it needed a service anyway. So I've taken that to him and there's a few things that are a bit, yeah. I think because I've not been driving it quite as much as well. But I think with that, there's a certain cost to owning it, like renting the garage and insurance and all that kind of
stuff. Okay,
so
who doesn't know? Team has a...
I got like a classic Mini Cooper. Yeah.
What's the year?
99. So it's just before they stopped making them. So it's in pretty good condition. apart from at the moment, there's something wrong with it. So I've taken it to my awesome mechanic who's hopefully going to fix it. And it's not anything too serious, which I hope, I don't think it is, but hopefully it's not. Anyway, so, but those ones, I could sell it now and break even. I wouldn't lose money on it.
Yeah, but okay, today, but
you'd have to, if you waited a long time and you could store it somewhere where it didn't cost you too much money, you could probably make a bit off it. But there's so many of them in the world that it's like with one of those, it's like it's touch and go how much money you could make from it. Like, I don't think I'd break even because it's costing me $500 a year to green slip it and rego and all that shit. And then it's costing me $200 a month.
Yeah, anyway, a car is kind of something like that,
but you'd have to go into the 2 or 3 million bracket for a car to then make another 5 million on it in 3 years, kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's certain cars that you can make millions on over a few years, but you have to get very specific cars to do that, which I don't know if I'd want to go that far, but I would just buy a few cars just because I could, I think. But
a car, anyway, a car, you're going to spend money always with the car. That's true. It's a passive, not an active.
Yeah.
If I can say that in English.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not a house. I don't know if a house is a passive or an active. I think it's a passive.
You'll make more money from
a house.
You can make
an active as well, right? I don't know. I'm not good in economy. I think you can make money with the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So with a car, you can invest a smaller amount in the house to gain more from it. Whereas for the car,
You spend money with it.
You're spending money all the time.
If in Sydney, it's amazing, but I'm saving a lot of money with my car because I was spending much money per week in public transport.
And your time.
It's
how much time are you saving?
You have no idea.
If you equate your time to an hourly rate.
So much time.
And outside of work, and you're now shaving off probably hours a day because you're driving, then, you know, you're saving that much money each day.
It's much more comfortable as well. Of course, there's the things that I'm, okay, it's not that good as well in when I'm counting, like I'm reading much less. Because I used to read.
Yeah, that happened to me when I got my car. I didn't take the bus, and so I stopped reading because I read on the train and bus.
I don't like to read at home. I don't read it in my bed. I used to read always in the train or in the bus, whatever,
Like
public transport.
Yeah.
And now I'm not reading that much. Okay, but this is public transport for poor people. We are talking about rich people now.
Yeah.
About ourselves in the future.
I think. I don't know. I honestly think I'd move to New Zealand and buy a nice bit of land, maybe with a house on it already, like a nice house with a nice view, and just start becoming really self-sufficient and growing my own food. Spend like $30,000 on a Japanese sword. I keep talking about this. Like a really good fucking proper Japanese sword, and then that would be my defense in case of world meltdown. But just have a beautiful place and get some nice eco tunnel growing conservatory things and all that kind of stuff, and I think that'd be cool.
I'd get bored
exactly. Well, you could have that as a job, but you could probably start doing that and
set up an
Instagram,
the restaurant that you were thinking like to do, like,
well, yeah, you could do
one
that.
One
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a restaurant where I just throw people out if I don't like it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could do that.
And this is, no, and then I think you have the chance to do this kind of thing, a dream job or whatever. Actually, I think we can do everything that we want until even now.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I could probably still go to New Zealand and buy a bit of land and do that.
Yeah, but
it just would be harder, I think, but you could still do it.
Yeah, but I don't think maybe it's harder to you to go there and buy a land and do your own, you know, build a house and build everything. But the dream of open small restaurants for a few people that you just cook, that you told me some time ago, right?
Yeah, it would be a really small scale restaurant that you just have a set number of people that are coming in. So you know how many people you're cooking for, and it's a very intimate thing. And
yeah, but you need to be in New Zealand in this land that is special in front of the ocean, or
no. You could be anywhere for that.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you could be anywhere for that.
It's something that you can do. The problem is just the land.
Yeah, well, it's the place that's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, exactly. But anyway, you could do that somewhere in Sydney.
Of course, that would be amazing. But and then if you have like the 30 millions, you are whatever. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna spend $100,000.
But then there are people with all this money that aren't happy because they're bored and they're unchallenged and so the money doesn't actually help. So they're still finding excuses to not be happy.
But that's why I think I would invest a part of this money in a company or something. I would like to work, you know.
Yeah, I think you'd have to. Cause
I would like to still be bored.
So.
Yeah, I would like to have my own business like I'm doing now, but
without getting... It would just be a bit less stressful.
Exactly.
You could just not have to worry so much about...
I would still worry, you know, like, because if I invest like $1 million, it's a lot of money. And I'm going to have like people working for me, we'll have to pay everything.
Hover,
I have to...
Hover massage tables. That just hover in the air. Yeah.
I don't think... exactly. But then I didn't have to massage.
You could get like someone else to do it. Yeah,
exactly. I don't know.
But then would that be a challenge doing that? Would that be, how much of a challenge would it be setting that up? Like, would you get to a point and then you'd be like, well, I've done all that now and I've got the people in and I've advertised it and I've got clients and I'm making money. And then, so then what do you do?
And then I grow.
You just get bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger. Yeah, and then like the whole world is going to be mine.
Yeah, take it over, man. Turn that 30 million into 300 billion.
But that's the thing, you know, that's what we're trying to do today. If you get like, if I get some money in my company today, that is nothing. Okay, it's $100. And then I try to make it 200.
Yeah.
If I get 30 million, I want to do it to make it 60 million.
Yeah, you do the same thing. Yeah.
Because I think that's more, I have something to do, you know, and I put something in my mind. I keep my mind busy. Not just, of course I want to like enjoy my life, but it's going to be nice to have something.
Yeah. I think you're right.
To worry about, at least to me.
I think that you need to keep your mind active and you need to keep your mind challenged, or you keep yourself challenged. I think. And if you don't have that, then you just get bored and
uninspired, as you said,
and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, you know, I can say, oh, I want to go to New Zealand and live in a secluded place and grow my own stuff, but you'd get bored, I think. So, unless the world did end and then it would get interesting, and that's why I'd have my sword and all that, and then it's going to start getting interesting. But while the world is progressing along its current path, I think you need to keep yourself.
You know, there are people that like that. To like to be quiet and live in this. Have you heard about I have to remember his name, but it was the ex-president of Uruguay.
Okay.
I know his name. Okay, Google. Mujica.
Mujica.
Check it if it's right.
Pepe Mujica.
Know. Yes.
Pepe Mujica.
Pepe Mujica. Yeah. He's the ex-president, Uruguay president.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This old guy. Yeah. I
remember. Yeah. He's old and he... Look his car.
Yeah. Drives an old Beetle thing. Yeah. So he didn't ever take...
No, he took like some money, but it was like very... Nothing.
Yeah, yeah, just enough.
It was like
the
minimum was like 2,500, something like that a month. Yeah. A month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just what he needed.
So, and he was there with his chickens and ducks in his little farm.
Yeah.
It was nothing. It wasn't a farm.
Just like a little place.
Yeah. It was nothing. He was like for 4 years there being the president, and he said like, I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
I'm happy here. You know, like I have my wife, I have my chickens, I have my car. That is a old Beetle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was fine with that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I think it's not to make like 30 million to become 60 million just because I love money.
Yeah.
It's more the challenge. It's more like is to do something. You know? Yeah, like, so you have more, you can do more for
the achievement of
I don't know,
doing that, or what you can do, or you can help, you know, lives.
You can help, exactly.
People. Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna be super cool.
Yeah.
If you are rich, You're going to be a nice person. You're going to share.
There's a lot of things you could, yeah, you could do and help people for sure. Like you see there's so many people that, I don't know, so many greedy people. Change the world if they just even gave 1% of their fortune. If all the top 5% earners gave 1% of their fortune.
When I see give the fortune, I would like try to create something to.
So creating opportunities for people, like for jobs, exactly, and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. For example, I don't know a lot about that in Australia. No. I think maybe not in Sydney. I would try somewhere else. But in Brazil, easy. Yeah. I can like spend my whole money just helping people. So
yeah, that'd be good.
I would be careful, but I would help people from Carapicuíba.
Carapicuíba.
Carapicuíba. It's my city.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a beautiful name, right?
So you'd help. Yeah.
No, I would try. I would try to
connection. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. There are lots of people there that would like
benefit
need help. Yeah.
Yeah. See where I'm from, Winchester. There's not really many people that need help like that.
I know. Carapicuíba is the. We have the state of São Paulo.
Yeah, okay.
You have the city of São Paulo and the state.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So the state, I don't want to risk how many people live there, but just the city of São Paulo and plus the cities around, including Carapicuíba, is 24 million people.
Yes, that's a lot. That's living. Like the population of Australia. Basically.
Of Australia, yeah. It's something like that. It's a bit more, a bit less, but it's more than 20 million. And Carapicuíba is, if it's not the poorest city, is one of them.
It's one of them, yeah. Yeah, so you could do a lot with that amount of money.
It's bad because, you know, like, how do you know how many things that you can do in Sydney? You can go to the beach. You can every day. I'm here like for 5 years and I still have so many things to see and do and have fun.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of stuff you can.
Yeah. So imagine a city that you don't have anything to do. You just have pubs,
yeah,
and it's very like shit pubs, you know, like very yeah. poor, and then you don't have anything to do. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna grow up. What are you gonna do? You're gonna go to the pub. You're gonna go live there, and you're gonna like spend your money there and do bad things.
Do whatever you want to do. Yeah, just get up to no good. Yeah,
and drugs everywhere, whatever. You know, like so. That's what I have.
Well, Winchester was like that where I grew up, even though it's reasonably well off. There was really, it was an historical city, so stuff to see, but it was just loads and loads of pubs, and all the kids would finish school, well, not finish school, you know, on a Friday night, Saturday night, go out and just get really drunk. And it was just this quite a small city, but just pubs everywhere and just people just getting fucked up. And it was just, there was nothing else really to do unless you did historical stuff in the day, but that was it. And then it was just pubs and restaurants and that.
You don't have anything else.
And that was it. So that's the thing. Really like, similar thing.
Even you have to create something, you know, like, and there is even the problem, the biggest problem is because it's like, it's a poor place. So you don't want to be there, you know, like.
You don't want to be stuck there. At least you want to.
Yeah, but as soon as you are there, you have no vision. You have ways to get out from there, but you have no vision. You know, like if your family, if your dad is, your father is dead because of the traffic, you know, like, and then you're created by your mom, and this is very common. It's normal. Yeah. Favela is, that's what happened. You know, like usually you grow up with your mom, and then and of course you can do it. You can just leave the favela. So many people do that. But do you understand that it's much harder to me that have like dad and mom, and they taught me a lot. And they say like, you can't go here. No, you have to go there. Yeah, yeah. And when you grow up, nobody say anything to you. You just go to the pub since you are 5 years old. You know?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And there we go. There we can buy the beer. Officially, we can't. It's not allowed. But if I go there to my dad, say like, hey, I want a beer, to my dad, they're going to sell me. And
so you can get away with it that way.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it with us. We'd always find ways of getting booze, and probably when we were from about 14, I guess we were 13 or 14, figuring out ways to get booze from without our parents knowing about it. So out in the city, and either someone's got a fake ID or one of your mates. My mate was really tall, so he could pass for being 18. So he'd basically get all the booze for everyone and stuff like that. So yeah, there's always a way of figuring out. That seems to be the main focus as a child, is how do we get drunk? That seems to be it. I don't know. But
it's true.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's mad. Yeah.
When you just have that, yeah. But anyway, that's what I think were one part of the money I would do that. And I was checking like some ideas as well that I could, what I would do.
I can't get past. I just think of all the cars I'd buy, which is so stupid.
What?
I just think of all the cars that I'd buy. It's just so stupid. I'd need a big garage to keep them all in. But I'd probably do it and then open up a car museum or something. I don't know. And get kids to come in and sit in the cars and check them out and learn about them and learn about engineering and learn how to polish them properly, learn how to change a tire, learn all the engineering stuff, the engines, I could have all these cars. Maybe it's stupid, but
I wouldn't.
But
I think I would like to have like a nice car, but I'm sure I would get bored. I don't care.
Yeah, I'd probably get bored, but
I really don't care.
Yeah,
I would like to have a Ferrari just to drive and that's it,
just to try it out.
Yeah,
I'd have to. There'd be so many. It's just ridiculous.
But do you? Would you like send a fuck off to some people?
Do what?
To fuck off to some people. Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not, because I'm trying to the whole negative energy thing. Hang on. The whole negative energy thing. I'm just like, nah, it's just not worth it. You just think. They'll find out about it eventually, and just the fact that I've not said anything is almost as much.
Wouldn't you do like a trophy with the middle finger? You know, like
I just have me
the lying, middle finger trophy and send to
on,
your.
No, I'd have me like lying on one of my fancy cars, flipping in the bird. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is that side of it, but you just think, well, I mean, if they find out about it, whatever, it doesn't. You know, it's just like. You know, fuck it, it's fine. I'll be too busy having fun. I'd do a lot of traveling. I think I'd go to a lot of the places I'd been wanting to go to and do a bit of the flash stuff, like you say. At least go to somewhere really nice just to experience what that's like. But I don't think I'd like it because of the other kind of people that would be there. I mean, maybe I'm making a generalization there, but you just think, oh god, they're all just so wanky and rich and rude to people and all this shit. And it's just like, you know, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. But you know, like I think our mind changes as soon as you start to.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do you know how your mind will change with it as well? I don't know. I mean,
No. I mean, not because of the money. I'm talking about the where you are, what you are doing at the moment. You know, your mind starts the environment that you are. It changes you. As well, even if you don't like, if you don't realize, even if you're gonna realize maybe in the future,
well, especially if you're there for a while, because it's a very slow, gradual thing, so
exactly.
You wouldn't notice your change.
Exactly.
It would take someone to have known you before and then to see you 2 years later to really see that change.
Yeah, today I don't see me like okay going to a fancy restaurant and like loving to be there with people like super well dressed. But don't you think that second you are there, and then you are there again, not because of the clothes, but because of the place, and then the environment. Yeah. So you start to eat better because it's the same if you go down the opposite way.
Yeah.
If you start, okay, so now you are used to a nice house, and then if you go in the first day, like I wouldn't live anymore in that. Sharing my room with four people living in a hostel with crazy backpackers from whatever.
Yeah.
And the first day is horrible, the second day is horrible, and then like after a month you are living there and then...
Yeah, I mean that's...
And then it starts to...
Oh, stuff, you get used to it and it becomes normal and it's actually... You quite like it. And it's,
you are, you
initially
go to,
it's like, oh.
if you go to a room like with 8 people, it's horrible. And then you were like, oh my God, horrible. And then you go to a room with 6 people. Oh yeah, yeah, now yeah, I'm yeah, good.
Like, and then 4, you're like, oh.
It's like, so it depends yeah. where you are to one thing the, be good or
the not three good. Bed dorm was the thing of dreams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck, if I have like just 2 people.
And me and my mate were just so antisocial that they just didn't put anyone in the third bed. So it was just the 2 of us in there. It was great. It was like, yeah, sweet. My mate had, it was 2 of us in there and he had some decks because he DJ'd and he just put them on one of the beds. And,
like, oh, really? So nobody was like, good there.
We can't check anyone in. There's decks on the bed. Yeah. So, yeah. But that's, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's the dream when you're backpacking is as few people as possible in a dorm. But yeah, I get what you mean. It's like when you first get there. It's
yeah.
a real shock.
Yeah, it's horrible. And then you
desensitize to it and then it becomes normal and then it's fine. And
I'm not saying that it's good or bad, you know, like it's a nice thing to, oh, now I'm fancy and everything, or it's a bad thing. It's just, yeah, today I don't think I would do that, but and then like, yeah. I don't know what would happen in the future.
I don't think I could ever do the really smart clothes thing though. I feel too uncomfortable in really proper clothes. I feel really yeah. like, restrictive. I don't
like it as well. I don't like when I wear it. I don't, but I think it's nice.
Oh because yeah, maybe
because
nice,
maybe because like, I've never worked in using that, you know, like I've never had to. I just had to use that when I was in a wedding.
Like
or
it feels cool, and you're like, yeah, wedding. But I'm so uncomfortable when I'm in it. It's just like. I just want to be in.
But you got to use to that.
Shorts and
that's
a
the thing.
But yeah, you probably would get used
you
to
you get
it, yeah.
used to if you wear that every day, it's normal. It's a normal clothes. It's just strange for us because you don't use it.
Give me some sweatpants, like sweatpants, shorts, and a white t-shirt. I'm done.
It's perfect. Yeah.
No shoes, sorted. That'll do me. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
No, for example, I think my girlfriend, she always complained that I use shoes. Every time, even if I'm going to, I'm using like I don't like to walk with a barefoot.
Oh, okay.
I don't like you like it, and to
yeah,
me,
yeah,
I don't like it.
Depends where I am though.
I'm always like with or
I think
flip-flop
in Bondi, I wouldn't wear shoes ever. Like when I lived in Bondi, I'd just walk around in a pair of boardies.
Fuck, amazing example then.
And then I just wouldn't because you're in the down by the beach and. I just go out in a pair of board shorts with some plastic money in my pocket. I go swimming, come back, do shopping, and you just don't ever wear shoes, man.
Bondi is a good example.
Exactly. Everywhere, anyway.
Bondi is a good example because when I was living there, I was this. I was just with shoes because I'm fucking from São Paulo.
Yeah,
so
you're used to
shoes every time. Yeah. And then I started to use just flip-flop because it was the beach area.
Yeah, flip-flop.
But then you go to the beach, you want to go to the water, you are alone. You don't
really
have where to leave
stuff,
the flip flop there, so
normally you can though. Actually,
you can,
but you don't
want to
leave wallets or anything. But.
Yeah, and then I started to walk with barefoot, and then I was so used to that,
yeah,
and I was
like,
using nothing. Yeah,
because everyone else
did you
is
see?
As well.
I was slowly getting there.
Yeah,
so maybe one day I would be fancy if I get $30 million.
Yeah, I don't think I ever would. I'd just to piss off the other rich people. I think I'd just be a scruffy fucker.
I don't think I would as well.
I don't know. I'd just be comfy and.
But
you know,
who knows?
Because I just can't see the point in wasting money on really expensive clothes. Like I don't know. Some nice shirt, you know, if you want one nice shirt, okay, fine. But really expensive, like a t-shirt for $60, like. I mean, what's the point in that? I don't know. Especially if it's me and it's a white t-shirt because I'll ruin it in like 3 days. So I'll get food on it. So it's no point in me doing stuff like that. So I go to H&M or Cotton On and spend $6 on a t-shirt, which is just as good quality, but it just doesn't have the logo on it. So I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? I'll waste my money on headphones though.
I'm sure you would. Team has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Four.
Yeah.
No, you have one more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
Right there at the moment.
5 headphones.
6 if you include my in-ear headphones, which are around there somewhere.
Of course you have to include that.
Yeah.
It's a headphone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like headphones. What can I say? That I'd probably buy a really expensive pair of headphones and a really good amplifier for the headphones.
Are you and going to buy?
No, no, I would do. I don't need to. Those ones there are, it's in amazing, my mind, it's like, it's all I need. So, yeah, they're awesome. So, but yeah, I'd probably go up the scale just to have a really nice setup, like a really comfy chair. I'd get an Eames. It's like the really famous chair. It's like this leather kind of chair, but wooden leather thing that's just awesome. Really, really comfy. I'd get one of them, really good set of headphones. Headphone amplifier, something to play really good music, a good vinyl player to play vinyl really nicely, and yeah, so I'd definitely do that. Just have a really beautiful music room for playing music and some nice speakers for listening to. But that's sounds probably good. The one thing I would spend money on above everything else.
I know, really.
And a kitchen. Oh my God. We can get onto what my kitchen would be like if you want. Fucking hell. God.
Oh yeah, kitchen, I'm sure it would be good for you.
I'd have multiple. I'd have a gas top, an induction top oven. I'd have an Arga, like a constant hot plate thing that's always hot. I'd have a gas oven, an electric oven, a pizza oven. It would just be ridiculous.
Fuck, I don't
an
know.
An outdoor what thing, to do. Barbecue. I'd have, one of those wood burning pizza oven stove things outside, and just it would just be crazy. It'd be ridiculous. It'd be mad. Half my house would be a kitchen.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, basically. So
I don't know, I can't think about anything. I would just like travel. That's the first thing I would do.
Yeah, I think traveling would have to be there just straight away. That's when I've been at my happiest, when I've been free and traveling, I think. That's what I'm trying to recapture at the moment, is traveling more, just getting out weekends and doing trips, just to try and capture that feeling of being more relaxed. I think that's important.
It's super important.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Yeah. But I don't know actually what I would do, because maybe I would be if I saw like that, what that I've just got 30 millions.
I probably wouldn't tell anyone for a while. I'd just be like,
I think I would be in the hospital, like with probably my heart. Shock. Like,
I wouldn't tell anyone for a while. I'd just keep working.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Then just figure stuff out, and then just like
find out if is that true. I'd have all.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
That.
I'd wait until it was in my account.
Let me spend some 10,000 at least to see if it's true.
Yeah, I'd definitely buy a nice property in Sydney. For sure, just like a nice apartment.
Yeah.
Nothing ridiculous, just a nice apartment with a water view, just something nice.
I would go straight away to Bondi and be there.
I'd probably do the bit between Bondi and Tamarama.
Beautiful.
That area looking out over the Pacific.
Yeah, not Bondi Beach.
One of the
edges. The area,
I'd get something like that, just as a nice two-bedroom apartment. Nice little balcony.
Exactly. I don't need anything else. But even my
room. That would cost you quite a lot, but I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah. But that would be that's going to hold its value because it's Bondi. I mean, even if there was a housing crash, I still think it's Bondi. So
if you buy a house and then you rent that, you're still
just
gonna
keep
make it.
It doesn't matter. It will still come back up in price anyway.
Exactly.
So, so that I'd do for sure. And I'd get where I was staying in New Year's in Barara. I don't think I've seen you since then, have I?
What?
Where I was staying in New Year's at this place down south, in this place called Barara or Berara.
I haven't seen that, but you told me, yeah.
Did I show you? Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't. Not even the people who is listening.
No one's seen it. Some people might have done. If you've seen on Facebook, if you follow me on Facebook, which some of you will have, you will have seen my beautiful
but this house wasn't whoa
so that was
beautiful.
Okay, so this is the sunset view from the deck of the beach chalet that we rented, and that's the beach. And on that day happened, there were dolphins, like literally 40 or 50 dolphins playing all the way up here all day, just jumping around.
He just showed me a picture of like was it the balcony?
So this is a big deck, twice the size of this room kind of thing. Like
in
huge,
front
huge
of
deck,
the ocean.
Right on the edge of the ocean, looking down over the beach, and you've got the sunset every day. And the beach chalet was awesome. I'd buy one of them straight away.
But they're not to leave. But
just to go and stay down.
Yeah, amazing.
I've looked into it. I could buy in this area, just down, there's a creek, there's a river that goes that way from this beach. I could buy a 2-bedroom beach house, chalet thing, like a house,
yeah,
on this little plot of land that's near the water, $200,000. Boom.
That, amazing.
Which is like,
that's mad. A good,
yeah, I mean, price. So,
yeah. And then, yeah, for
that's
sure.
The most realistic thing I do $200,000 in my current position.
Nothing.
Well, yeah, but in that paid. Thing, you'd just do it. I mean, one of those one of those headland ones is probably a bit more. But,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'd go and do that because that's my official favourite area in New South Wales, man. We should go down there and check it out because it's you could do it in a day. So it's such a nice little day trip. You just go down there in the morning and have a swim and chill out and have lunch. And then
it's beautiful.
But it's just past Jervis Bay, so it's not far. Yeah, it's awesome. So that's definitely what I do. I'd get a place down there because it's so relaxing. You just go down and you just chill out, and the beach is beautiful, and you can walk around and have a swim, or you know.
Yeah, I definitely would like to have a house like that, anywhere, whatever, in front of the ocean, yeah. Just to chill out, not like Bondi, not to live.
Yeah, but somewhere very, just more secluded, just secret. To get away.
Yeah,
and, yeah, definitely.
Go there, take nice. Whoever you want, or go just by yourself and yeah. Do nothing.
Watch Netflix. Yeah, that would be cool.
In front of the sunset. Maybe I would buy the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. I would make Brazil win.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of lose for 7-1.
I think you'd need more than 30 million. I don't know.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could make that happen. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Ah, in Brazil? Yeah, easy.
Do you reckon? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What else would you do? God.
I don't know. Maybe put like $100 in my Oppo card, you know, like crazy things.
That's
like that.
Crazy. Yeah, that's a lot. I put $30 in the other day. That was a lot for me. I normally do $20. I was like, oh, I'm going to put 30.
No way. I would put $100 and I would wait for someone like behind me, you know, like just to see like yeah. How much I have.
Yeah. I know you can get more than that. I put like 3,000 and they'd be like, oh my God.
No, but $100 is already a lot to me. To
for
put
an Apple
there.
Card, that's huge. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah,
that'd exactly. Last you ages. Wow. Yeah, I came back. I took the Mini up to get service today. I came back from North Ryde. It cost me $4.10. And it's fucking miles away. It was great. It was like a good hour on the bus, like coming back from there. So, yeah, it's mad. Where my poorly Mini is currently being looked after and loved, hopefully. We'll see though.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it should be right. Hopefully. Yeah. I am a bit worried, but it's all right. She'll be fine. I think because I haven't been driving her as much, so she's got pissed off, and now it's like Herbie. You know, did you ever see Herbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like that. It's got feelings, and because I haven't been driving it as much, she's making things go wrong with herself. So I've got to show her some more love, I think.
But do you think you're going to spend a lot?
I have no idea. It could be $300. It could be $1,000. I don't know. It could be more than that. I have no idea. But I'm hoping it's $300.
But what happened?
Well, I've been driving it maybe once a week, which is probably all right. But I think it's just an emotional thing for the Mini. It's just doing something bad. But it was really low on oil because it's got an oil leak because it's a Mini. All Minis have oil leaks, basically. And it was really low. It was just under the minimum. So I was like, okay, so I'll put some oil in it. But I only had a little bit of oil left in my bottle thing. So I was like, oh, that'll be fine. I'll just put all that in and that'll be about right. But I did it and it was a bit too much. Like it overfilled it by about 5 mil over the max line on the dipstick, which I don't know if that's too much or not, or it's hard to know how much is really too much. So I'm sure it's been up near that before when I've had it topped up by people. So... but when I was driving it, smoke was coming off the engine because the oil was burning off.
Yeah.
So hopefully it was just literally that. But then there's been something going on, this noise when I accelerate, a rattle, like it sounds like a diesel or something. So either something's come loose
yeah.
or something's happened big. But I don't know. I don't think it's a cylinder, because that would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I don't think so.
So, but then the mechanic heard it and he was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know. He's like, you haven't put diesel in it, have you? I was like, no, I haven't put diesel in it. So, so he's going to, I mean, he's really good. I mean, he's really good. And I trust him to just, he'll fix what needs to be fixed. Like, you know, he's not going to rip me off. So, we'll see how it is. But it's a bit of a worry. But I think it's one of those things, I either need to sell it right now before it costs me any more money, or keep it forever. That's the only two choices I have.
Yeah.
Sell it next week or keep it forever. So,
but if you have a problem?
Even if I've got a problem, I've got to fix it so I can sell it.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I don't mind that. But I need to make a decision after that as to whether I keep it or sell it. And I don't really want to sell it, but it's the sensible thing to do. But I never like being really sensible, so I thought about doing stuff to it.
I could help with that.
Yeah, I thought about doing stuff to it and just driving around Australia in it or something, just doing something cool. Take 2 months off and just fuck off, and you know. But I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
With a Mini.
Yeah. It'd be cool, but uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then you could say, but I drove amazing around Australia in a Mini.
With a Mini, yeah.
I mean, I'd have to try and put a roof rack on it or something. Like a roof luggage rack or something. Because uh-huh. There's just no room. I mean, you could probably get a little tent and a little Mini esky, and you'd have to do everything but smaller, basically.
Yeah.
So, to be able to do it. It would make it, I think, but it would be a bit uncomfortable. It'd be cool. I'm driving up to Airlie Beach in April to see my friend. I'm meeting her in Brisbane.
With the Mini?
No. In the Gulf. Yeah, so I'm going to drive up to Brisbane, meet her, then we're going to just drive all the way up to Airlie Beach and then come back down again. Down to Byron, basically. So that's going to be cool. But
that's cool.
That's kind of the thing I'd do if I had more spare. I think winning all that money would give you more free time to do cool things like that.
Yeah.
So you could work for a bit and do some stuff, help some people out, do some stuff for your business, do whatever, and then go, right, I'm going to take 3 months off
and just go
drive around Australia in a Mini or do something cool, you know, stuff like that. You could say, I don't know, go and drive across a desert or
yeah, you know, cool, because with the like money that, you know, you can pay people,
yeah, to do to your take stuff over, to do the business stuff, and then exactly free you up to be,
and you paid like good people
traveling, and yeah exactly whatever. So like you could drive across America, or you could, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you could do. You could do a tour around Europe and stuff, or do a food. I do a lot of food tours, like a lot of foodie stuff, like go into San Sebastian or do a tour of some nice restaurants that I've wanted to go to, and you know, stuff like that. Or I'd even go and do loads of food courses, but at really good places, and just learn lots of good cooking stuff.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool. Just improving yourself, it would just be easier to do it because you'd have the money there to, yeah, go and do some really awesome high level cooking stuff. And I'd get some really fancy Japanese knives, even though I've already got some fancy Japanese knives. I'd keep going with my collection, I think. So, yeah, I think so.
It's good to have collections.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So,
how long have you
been? Yeah, we're about 50 minutes.
So 50 minutes. Well,
it goes so quick, man.
So quick.
Yeah. It's mad. Like, we just did 3 hours of Jules, and we didn't actually, I don't know what we talked about. We just sort of nattered, and it's just mad. And it's like, fuck, that was 3 hours. Jesus Christ. But it's the same with Marzia. We did that one, and we just chatted. I don't know. It was just, we just talked and talked and talked, and just didn't really, I don't know, talk about anything specifically. It's just one of those, it just happens.
Hours.
Yeah, it's mad.
3 hours.
3 hours, man. Fucking crazy. So, yeah, we're going to try and keep everything to about an hour and a half. I think that's our new thing, because I think they're a bit long, even though I've just done a 3-hour one, but we're going to try and keep these to about an hour and a half. And then, yeah, it's a bit more accessible for people to listen to, I think.
Exactly. So, and it's easier to download as well. It's not so heavy.
Yeah, whatever. It's not as big. So, yeah, so it takes a bit less time. So
it's cool.
Yeah, I think so. I am feeling a little bit tipsy, though, I have to say.
But never mind. Are you?
What did you think of the whiskey, of the bourbon? Did you like it?
I like it. I like it. I already finished a long time ago.
It's nice stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. I think that's the best bourbon I've had. And for those who weren't listening before, it's a Woodford Reserve Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Le Breton Graham. So I think it's reasonably well known. Sam likes this one. I mentioned it to her and she's like, oh yeah, it's one of my favourites. So it's I think people do know it, so it's good. I still prefer my Arbalore though, I think. That's my favourite. But that's the
many empty bottles
I have strewn about the house.
I like that
one. Yeah, it's a good one. So yeah, no, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So I had a bit of a break actually, like over Christmas I drank a bit and then January just didn't touch anything pretty much. And it's only since I've started doing these again that I've started drinking whiskey.
You have like three empty bottles.
Oh, yeah. Well, those ones. Yeah, I've kept the empty bottles. So any bottle I get that's different, I'll keep that bottle generally just so that you can kind of keep track of what you've tried and stuff. So,
yeah.
So great. I have a bit of an empty bottle collection going on. So, but yes, it's all right though. It's not too bad.
Mm. I haven't been drinking at all. Like,
no, I've been trying to just get fit, and I've joined this boxing gym, and I've been doing that, and that's actually going really well. I've definitely lost a bit of fat and stuff because I train really hard there. Like they keep it quite warm in there, so you build up a sweat, and there's like punch bags everywhere and free weights, and it's a really cool gym. That's really good, and it's never that busy either. So,
Is it in Glebe?
No, yeah, it's just down at the tram sheds. The new complex they've built just down the hill from here. It's all restaurants and stuff in there, but in the corner there's this boxing gym. So it's and they do like Muay Thai and kickboxing and jiu-jitsu and boxing,
but you pay extra for that?
No, you pay a weekly rate or a monthly rate, and there's 15 punch bags in an area. Then there's a whole big floor space where they do their jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, and then Muay Thai. And then the whole other half of the gym is like there's some running machines and some rowing machines and free weights, kettlebells, like dumbbells, barbell stuff, and a really good cable machine.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like perfect. And there's no other wanky machines that you don't need, so
yeah,
it's really good. And it's all quite industrial, and you know, it's
cool.
And yeah, and you can literally go in and just train yourself, or you just you can join in on the jiu-jitsu or the Muay Thai, the kickboxing, whatever you want to do. And they have literally every night there'll be three or four classes in the evening that you can join into, whether it's the boxing or the
whatever you want.
Yeah, so
cool.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a bit more expensive than what I was paying, but it's good though. And that's Boxing Works, it's called. So, and there's three places in Sydney. Surrey Hills, King's Cross, and then Glebe. So, and I think it's 88 a fortnight, so it's not too bad.
88, okay. Yeah, I was paying 68, yeah, 62.
So it's not too, and you can pay if you want to pay it 3 monthly or 6 monthly, you can save, you know, $200 or $300. Well, you can save a couple hundred bucks maybe, but which is pretty good. But if you do it monthly, you will always only ever pay that rate. It will never go up.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
it's like a thing they do. So if you joined 5 years ago, you're probably paying 60 a fortnight or something, and you're still only paying 60 a fortnight kind of thing. So you always stay at the rate that you joined at. So that's quite good. Now, the people who've been there, it's been going like 20 years, they're paying like $8 a fortnight or something. They're paying fuck all, man. So it's good for them. But most of them work there now. So
Yeah,
it's a good thing. It's a nice idea, but yeah. So. Mm. So yes, there we go. So do we have any
Sounds good. Oh my God, I don't know.
Interesting things. I don't know. I mean, I'd have a lot of fun. I'd travel lots. You know, you'd help some people out, start a business for sure. What that would be, I don't know.
I don't know, buy a castle in Scotland or
get an army together. Yeah, invade people. Yeah, a castle in Scotland. But I don't know, you'd spend it pretty quick if you started buying stuff like a castle.
Of course, it costs quite a lot. No, but that's why I need more. I don't need 30 million.
So you have to make more so you can buy your castles and aeroplanes and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably get a cottage on the lake in Canada or something. And maybe
I would get my Harley Davidson. Yeah. I'd just get
property in cool places. Like in Whistler, I'd get an apartment somewhere in the Rockies, or for snowboarding, I'd get somewhere on a lake, Canada somewhere, like a little cottage, and then a little place in Bondi, and a little place somewhere in Tassie, or you know, somewhere chilled out, somewhere in New Zealand. And I'd just go between all these properties and just do cool stuff. I'd have an Instagram account of me doing that and a YouTube channel of me cooking, and that would be my job. And I'd travel to all these different places in the world where I own properties. That would be my job. And people love that social media bollocks.
They love it.
Yeah.
And that's just that's you the thing.
Living this awesome life, but you've got all these properties, so you've got an investment. And you're making money from your YouTube subscriptions and your Instagramming and your advertising.
Perfect life. Doing podcasts and travel around and podcast.
Yeah, I travel around podcasting.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I travel. I'd come here and I'd podcast with you guys.
I'd
visit England, do some ones with my mates, and you just keep going around. And if you get big enough, you get a few kind of cool scientists and cool people like that on who come and talk about gravity and physics. You have to listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, episode 919. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He's there. Okay, I want to listen.
It's amazing. Fucking amazing. Yeah. And it's on YouTube. They film it, so you can just watch it on YouTube as well.
Cool.
I'm going to watch it today. It will blow your fucking mind. It is amazing.
Amazing.
I plugged this in the last podcast as well. So, Joe Rogan, if you're listening, maybe give me a shout out, because I love your podcast. And that Neil deGrasse Tyson one, man. Joe Rogan, in so many times in that, was just like leant back from the mic and was just like, whew, I just had his mind blown. Like, they were talking about infinity and how you can have different levels of infinity. So that you can't just, that there's like one level of infinity, and you can have something that's actually more infinite than infinity.
Huh? Yeah. I'm already like confused.
Yeah,
again.
It's fucking mad, man. It's like, I don't really get it. I tried to explain this before with the one with Jules, and I was like, no, I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. But there's some really cool stuff.
There's
on Netflix at the moment. There's the Neil deGrasse Tyson science thing.
The Cosmos.
No, it's not the Cosmos.
The other one.
It's the other one.
I saw.
It's all the theories that they can't explain stuff, but it's how it's the reason.
The everything theory or whatever.
It's something like that. It's it's a series of six episodes, and he talks about certain theories like dark matter and things like that. Things that they know, or he just goes into why they can't explain them, or why they can't yet, and the science behind those reasons and stuff, and electrons, and why you can't actually measure an electron because it's smaller than the smallest.
It's
infinitely small.
Yeah, so you can't
there's no
measure
way to measure it. And he goes into why that's the case.
And you don't know what is it made.
Yeah.
What is inside of that?
Yeah,
right?
And so you can't measure. And that's super interesting. That's cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I put that shit on and fall asleep, and then listen to shit.
Quantum physics.
Like, take it in.
I can understand consciously, but I love it.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's
but look, this is a kind of subject that it's nice that it's on Netflix, because you can start from there. Because to me, to understand relativity and everything, and of course, until today, I didn't understand everything. But every time that I watch something, I learn a bit more.
I'm gonna send you the link.
The inexplicable universe.
Yeah, the inexplicable universe.
What is that?
Oh my god, can you hear that?
Yes, of course I can hear that.
I wonder if that recorded. That was some weird advert, so don't sue us. That was my technical mistake. Actually, I don't think that would have come in on here. It would have just come in on a monitor, because the out.
Everything
that comes out of the computer is coming into our headphones.
Okay, so it wasn't there. Okay, so you were just listening like some crazy songs from
I'm sending Will the link to The Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Inexplicable Universe.
Yeah, I'm sending you the Joe Rogan one. I think that's it there. Did I send that to you? Yeah.
The link you're sending. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So that's the Neil deGrasse Tyson, Joe Rogan. It's like 2 hours 15.
Is this?
It'll blow your mind. It's just on YouTube, so you can listen to it on that, or it's on iTunes. So
I love it.
If you listen to it on iTunes, cool. It's on there. So.
Yeah. So the one that you were talking on Netflix is
The Inexplicable Universe.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he's got a new book coming out called Physics it's something like Physics for People in a Hurry or something. And it's like it's a little book he's written, which explains all this stuff, but it's a bit more simplified.
Yeah.
So people like us can understand it.
Nice.
and that comes out quite soon, apparently. So if you go and check out Joe Rogan's podcast, either on YouTube, and it's episode 919, and they talk about his new book on that. And you can get it through Amazon and pre-order it and stuff. So it's out, I think, on March 10th or something like that. So I might get it because it sounds really interesting. So, and I think the way he speaks and the way he writes, and the examples he gives, he kind of breaks it down so that people can understand it who don't really understand physics. And
there's an amazing video, very easy, that he's talking about. It's amazing. No, it's just like a simple video of one more from him. But he's explaining about the distance, because he's in a presentation or in a workshop, something like that. And someone asked like, I want to travel to another galaxy. And said, to another galaxy? Like this galaxy is not enough for you? Because we are not made to understand big distances or small distance, or small, we can't measure this big numbers
or this small. We can't
can't comprehend how small is an electron.
Like an electron.
We can't comprehend because it's too small for us, and we can't understand as well how far,
like the distance between
another galaxy.
Yeah,
or how big is our galaxy?
Because that's
it's too big. Like it's insane.
Yeah. If
you think, just if you go to the sun, you take 8 minutes.
At the speed of light.
In the speed of light, you take 8 minutes traveling from here to the sun. And you have it's Discovery, no.
The voyage. It's now gone beyond the edge of our solar system.
Exactly.
Last year it did that,
40 years.
And that's gone.
That is traveling.
Yeah, that's gone. Yeah.
And it's still like in the I don't know, it's going out from the gate.
Yeah.
Like, so they're getting to the street.
It's past the kind of, the gravitational pull of the
solar system,
and now it's out into interstellar space, and it's just off it goes.
It's still like far away from everything around.
It's just mad.
Poor little lonely thing. If you think that the universe has more stars than all the sand that we have on Earth, the universe that we can see actually, the universe that we can see from here, because the lights still get here. There are more stars than all sand that we have on the planet.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's mad. And they just found out that I think there's one thing that I would spend money. That's why I have to get more than 30 million.
Yeah. To go to space?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. They're doing trips soon.
Yeah, for 20 million. Then I get only 10 million. More.
It's not worth it. I'd buy some ultra virtual reality rig and just pretend I'm in space.
You would go to the zero G.
Yeah, in one of those planes.
Airplane.
And VR myself in a plane and pretend I'm in space or something. Give myself loads of mind-altering drugs and just see if I can pretend.
Yeah, you don't need to, not even in VR.
You go in one of those flotation chambers. Have you seen those isolation things where you, it's like a big thing and it's salt water, so you float in it. So you get in it, it's like a cocooned thing, and you get in and it's got water that's about that deep, but it's really salty, so you float.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just float, and then you close the lid. And
I've been there.
It's pitch black.
I've done that.
You've done that. Yeah, I've done that. Cool. How was it?
Good. I've done that. I don't know. It's nice.
I'd
it's
like
nice.
To try it. It'd be cool. But
it's nice because it's so like it's so silent.
Yeah.
It's like nothing. You don't listen anything.
Yeah, see, I get
and
ringing,
you close yourself.
I get ringing in my ears, so I just hear that, and it would piss me
so
off.
So you're gonna hear that.
Yeah. So I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. So but it's then you listen like your breath like inside of your head, you know, like and you just float and you can't like You should just like meditate or do something.
I think that's
like
what you're supposed to do. Is you just have but a mind altering.
I was like trying to find out where I was in the tank.
Yeah.
Because I was floating.
But I'd freak out if I touched something.
I didn't. Exactly because after a while you were not touching anything. You are literally floating.
Yeah.
But then your body is floating somewhere. You know, like so you're going like so more to the left, and then you touch the elbow, and then you kind of.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't like that. I'd want to make sure I didn't touch anything.
And then but that's what I was trying to do. But it's so, as soon as you touch that, you go very slow.
But you have no concept of
to the opposite
doing
side.
That. Yeah, you don't
know.
You were still.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in my mind, I was more playing with that than
like a meditative where am I game now, right? Of Pong or something between yourself and the edge of the thing.
But it was nice. It was nice. But it was, I don't know. It was good.
Yeah.
But like salt, like super, super salt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And don't touch your eyes. Because I did that and I ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
I had to open and clean my eyes because I was like crying.
Yeah, that'd be but bad, it's cool. Actually. Yeah.
In Bondi Junction, they have one.
Yeah, I'd like to try it. I think there's one around here somewhere. I'm sure I've seen a sign or something. I don't know, a poster that they do it. I don't know. I think that would be kind of cool, but yeah, we'll see. But yeah,
would you do skydiving and start to live crazy?
I don't think so.
Do things kind
no, because you could skydive now and it doesn't cost that much.
Yeah, no, but you know, like when now I'm free, and then like skydive is like
the ultimate expression of freedom, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like people do that because
know,
like to
I'd
show
do
like
more water sport
I'm living like
stuff.
I'm living my life like.
I'd maybe get a boat, crazy. But they're expensive. You could just buy a boat and have no 30 million left. And then you'd have to you'd owe money on
super
it because you wouldn't be able to put it anywhere. And,
exactly.
And then the fuel costs, you'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm in debt straight away.
Okay, so
definitely, that I wouldn't do.
Definitely 30 million is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, no, it would be enough if you were sensible and you did stuff with it. And if you lived within your means, almost as you do now, but a bit nicer, it would last you for the rest of your life if you were sensible and you invested some of it and did stuff. But if you went crazy and started acting like a super rich dude, it would be gone.
You can spend easy 30 million if you get crazy.
I'd probably follow the Formula One for 1 year. I'd like to do that.
That's nice.
Just follow the season around and maybe just I'd report on it or write a blog about it or something. So I was at least doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I could interview people and be involved and I'd just go to every race and follow that around the world. So you do a nice world trip and see some stuff and be really into that one season. This season's going to be good as well. I don't know if you've kept up to date. So they've changed all the cars. There's big rule changes. They've just started releasing the cars and they look awesome.
What do you mean with they changed the cars? They changed the model or they changed the motor?
Motor's still the same pretty much. They're still going to sound the same.
Yeah.
They're maybe a bit louder, but not much. But they've got wider. The rear tires and the front tires have got a lot wider. So the rear tires have got 115, 120 centimeters wider. Millimeters. So they've gone from that one to they're like big now. Front tires have gone a bit wider. Rear wing has got wider and much lower. So it looks really fucking cool.
Nice.
The front wing's changed a bit. And then the downforce underneath the car has raised by about 30% more downforce underneath the car. And I think that's it. They want to get the cars 5 to 6 seconds a lap quicker. 5 to 6 seconds a lap. Yeah, that's what they're aiming for with all the downforce gains.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So they reckon it's going to be mad. Like I'm going to go down to Melbourne, I think, and do the Grand Prix again. I was there last year. I might go down this year because it's
How much is a ticket there?
Oh, not medium. Very much. $100, 150.
Really, that's cheap.
Yeah, it's nothing. If you get it early, so I'm thinking of going down and even to just be in the city and just watch it somewhere at a mate's house or something. I don't know. It's like cool, but to be there is good, but you don't experience the race. Yeah. As well as if you were watching it on telly, that's the problem. Because you see, vroom,
vroom, yeah, vroom, yeah, you don't see anything.
And then it's like looking at your watch, okay. Unless you can sit somewhere with a screen,
yeah.
And then you get a bit of the commentary, but not much. So you kind of you've got to be really switched on to the sport to know what's going on, and you need the app. Uh-huh. And you basically have to be your own commentator. So you have to, and you have to have the app, and you have to see all the times and the sector times to know what's going on, and so you know. When someone comes past and you can see the gap and you're like, oh, right, he's got to go a bit quicker and now he's pitted and he's got a pit stop now. And then, so you've got to be really switched on and know what's going on in the sport to watch it and get it. Otherwise, I think it's better to just watch it on telly. I get more out of it. Just I watch it on telly and I get so excited watching it, man. Like if it's late at night and it's an exciting race, I can't sleep afterwards, man. I'm just like pumped up. It's just mad. Like
I was crazy for Formula One before.
Yeah, I used to be, and I kind of went off it a bit, and then I'm back into it big time now. It's
okay. Yeah, I would like to come back.
Still a bit frustrating, but. But if I don't go down, then we should watch it, the Melbourne one, because it's a good day, Sunday day thing to watch. It's cool, man. Just have a few beers and cook some food and stick the Grand Prix on. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's cool, man. And I think it's going to be...
What time is the race? Sorry.
It'll be at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, March 20th or something like that, I think. So it's actually quite soon. Or is it April? It's towards the end of March, I think. I don't know. Something like that. But I don't know if I can afford to go down because I've got this trip in April planned to go up north.
Yeah.
So it's we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it as well.
Yeah.
But in June or July? June, I think. We have Brazil and Argentina in Melbourne.
Oh, football.
Football, yeah.
Oh, really? Brazil, MCG? Yes. Or,
I think
would
so.
It be at the...
I think it's MCG.
MCG is awesome. I've been there once.
Oh, really?
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's like millions. I don't even know, like 100 million people watching, whatever, something like that.
Yeah, I'd like to go down there for the...
million or thousand.
For the cricket. I'd like to go down there for the cricket. But
for the cricket?
Yeah. But it's...
Today is the hard to get into. Footy, the rugby.
Yeah, see, I don't really... Tonight. I don't really get into rugby, but... I'm just cricket, man. Cricket, Formula One,
cricket.
Snooker.
I can't cricket.
Yeah. No, I like it, man. It's starting to this summer. Who's playing over here? I can't remember who it is, but it should be quite good. So I'll probably go and see a few games, but we'll see. My mate's now living in Melbourne, so it's a good excuse to go down there and check stuff out and see him. So eat some nice food. Which is always a good excuse to go down there because the food is awesome. So, and there's no stupid lockout laws. So
You
can actually go out at a reasonable time and eat some
nice food. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Jules and I talked about that quite a lot. She had loads of statistics with her.
Oh, really?
And read out all the stuff about that. It was quite interesting. So,
So I want to listen.
Yeah. So, because she's quite passionate about that. So. Because she's got lots of friends who are very passionate about it as well. So, yeah, so it's interesting. So, but yeah, Melbourne, you don't have these problems, and everyone's basically just fucking moved there because it's more fun. So, I guess, I don't know. But there we go. So, I don't know.
Cool.
So, what should we do? Should we call it a day there?
Done?
So, yeah, we're about 1 hour 20 ish. So, yeah.
The right to me, like
one hour 15, one hour 20. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, even an hour is not too bad.
It's not.
So
I like it. Mainly because we just talk the whole time. We don't have like we are not reading anything. We are not like doing.
Yeah, no, it flows nicely. Yeah,
we're just talking about the subject.
So there we go. Yo. So podcast@harmonicwhiskeytales.com for emails. And yeah, go to harmonicwhiskeytales.com to listen. Although if you're listening, you probably already know that.
Or not, maybe,
but go to iTunes.
iTunes,
just go search Harmonic Whiskey Tales in the podcast and it will come up. And there we go. Yeah, get in touch and let us know. We should probably get an Instagram account. So I might do that, and then we can all just link to it and share stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure stuff out gradually.
We have to share it
so.
In a better way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're trying to figure all this out. So, I mean, I'm just trying to get people to share it through Facebook at the moment. That's the only thing I can really think of. So, yeah, anyway, we'll see how it goes. So we'll be back next week, I guess. We'll try and get Sam involved again, and Jules back soon. We'll do a fun Sydney Drunken Stories podcast, I think, which I think would be quite funny with the four of us.
You were thinking about some new subjects about, but more relaxing subjects than just like, we don't have time to study about
everything. Nothing too intellectual, so just stuff, more personal stuff that we can pull on, you know. So we're gonna come up with a few things and
let's laugh more about it.
Yeah, definitely lots of laughing and fun, positive stuff,
positive, you know, exactly,
cheering people up and all that shit. So yeah, there we go. So we'll see you guys soon.
See you soon. Ciao.